A warning from the FBI to the agriculture community. Good Thursday morning to you. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett with this check of agriculture news. Nothing is more important to our national security than our food, feed, and fuel supply. That message from Gene Cowell, special agent in charge of the FBI Omaha Division, during a conference yesterday in Lincoln. He warned ag producers and business leaders to be aware of growing threats to their ag operation.
Whether it's Scotts Bluff or Kearney or Omaha, the cyber risk and the national security risk to the ag community is growing exponentially.
He pointed to bad actors aiming to disrupt business, steal data or technology, manipulate markets, or even commit acts of bioterrorism. Cowell encourages operations to build a security plan, starting with their most critical systems.
What things on their farm or ranch, if this was impacted, would really shut us down during a critical time? And what's our plan to overcome that?
While technology has boosted ag productivity, Cowell says it's also introduced new vulnerabilities, making each connected machine a potential target. Up next, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is shutting down the Regional Food Business Centers program, a pandemic-era effort that included a $25 million grant for the Heartland Regional Food System led by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Ag Secretary Brooke Rowan says that program was unsustainable and lacked long-term funding. Existing commitments will be honored through 2026, but the program will not continue beyond that. The state of Nebraska has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court, accusing Colorado of violating a central agreement on water use from the South Platte River. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says the dispute centers around a 1923 compact between the two states.
Today, it's really, really simple. We're here to put our gloves on. We're going to fight like heck. We're going to get every drop of water. It's really, really important.
This lawsuit claims Colorado is threatening Nebraska's water supply in multiple ways. That's a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.